with us already. Go ahead, Matt.
No problem. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Can't complain. It's Monday, right?
Right. Yep.
How's your morning going so far?
Oh, so far it's wonderful, man. Waking up, breathing air, so that's all that matters.
Exactly. Hey, one more day, you know, it's a good day, right? So,
yep.
Have you ever done any advertising before for your business?
Not like online. I'm very skeptical about like Facebook and stuff like that. I don't like the idea of putting my company out there and letting somebody leave a review that's not ever had any work done, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Totally. How do you get most of your business right now? Is it just like word of mouth or?
Word of mouth. And then I run around with a truck and have an advertisement on the back of it.
Okay. So you kind of have your truck in the back advertising, and then you have
some business cards.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously, you know what we do, and I don't know if you kind of caught the gist, but we help people show up on Google. So anytime somebody types in like any general contracting keywords, you know, like remodeling, brick and stone, handyman services, right? There's all kinds of different things that you do. We want to make sure though that you're showing up on the first page of Google. Right. I'm sure. I'm sure you know what that's like when you type in a keyword, and obviously everybody just goes to the first page and that's it. Right. So our business is designed to help you get there, because 93% of the time when somebody's looking for something, they go to Google first. Right. Just type in a keyword, they'll type in like bathroom remodel company. Right. And whoever shows up on the first page of Google is who they're calling. Right. So obviously in this day and age, there's a lot of guys like you that aren't on Google. Right. And
100%.
There's a lot of people that are, you know, really missing the boat and really, you know, not getting that book of business because, you know, they've kind of only done it one way. Right. So, and then there's like people that go on Angie's or Thumbtack or Yelp. Right. Those are decent. Right. But there's not as good as being on Google. Right, because Google obviously has, you know, the market share, and Google has, you know, where everybody goes, right? So, like, Angie's, what they do is they run ads on Google and then redirect people to their site. So they're using Google to drive them traffic, just like everyone else. So so there's a couple ways, Anthony, though, that we help your business grow, okay? So, like I said, the first way is it's all keyword-driven. So all the different services that you do, we want to make sure you're showing up, right? And then you're getting the phone calls and the book of business because of it, okay?
Okay.
So that's the first way. The second way that we help, and then let me stop for a second. So do you do a lot of different services? Because, I mean, I'm seeing that you do brick, block, stone. I'm also seeing that you do, like, handyman services, weather stripping services, like furniture assembly, even like, I mean, do you do it kind of like everything handyman related, or talk to me like exactly what you do?
I don't stray away from a challenge. So I do a lot of things, and anything I can't do, like if we were doing a big remodel or something like electrical, I don't mess with electrical. Plumbing, I typically won't mess with plumbing. I'll sub those out, get another contractor involved. But brick, stone and block is what I did for 14 years. So I'm specialized in that. And then, tile and stuff like that. I've had hands in. I've built pools. I've built skyscrapers. I've done a lot.
Do you have a general contracting license, or do you just have like a handyman?
I have a general contracting license.
Okay. So you can do bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels. You can do it all basically. You can do flooring, painting, right? Do you do roofing as well?
I do it
or
all.
No?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I
stray away from the metal roofs. They're not my funnest. But
yeah.
I've done shingles
and all that other.
I've done a lot of repairs recently.
To shoot you straight, Anthony, I probably have hundreds and hundreds of guys like you, right? And you guys do phenomenally well on Google. Here's why. You're a guy that can do it all, right? You're not just the one, you're not just a flooring guy, or you're not just like a concrete guy, right? You're not just a house cleaner, right? So you're the guy that can come in, you can put a ceiling fan in, or you could redo somebody's roof, right? The cool news is, like, if I start you off, like, kind of under the handyman category, and I do this a lot with my general contractors, because handyman keywords, especially like on one of this other package that I have too, the cost per leads are a lot less than like general contracting, right? And it's just the way because Google like sees you guys, right? And what's cool, and let me just kind of pull that up, okay? Just so we can kind of talk about that handyman. Because it's kind of like this, and I always say this respectfully, you know, when somebody calls a handyman, they know they're trying to get a deal, right?
Yep.
They're not
100%,
trying to like,
yep.
They're not trying to be cheap, but they're just trying to get a better deal than hiring a general contractor, right? It's the 100%. Same thing like on a mobile mechanic, right? Versus going to a auto mechanic shop, right? Somebody calls a 100%. Mobile mechanic, they're trying to get a better deal, right? Than going to the guy that owns the shop, right? So,
exactly.
And you're out of Emmett, right? In Idaho?
Oh, correct. Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay. So let's do this. So first way, like I talked to you about, is getting you on the first page of Google. So we help you get a website. We help you like with your 5-star reviews, all that good stuff, right? We want to make sure when you're on there, Anthony, like you're getting a good image. Okay. And that you're, you know, somebody that they want to deal with versus, you know, your competitor, okay? One thing that I always talk about, and I like that you have an advertising on the back of your truck, right? Because that's going to come in handy for what I'm going to talk to you next about, okay? Half the battle is getting you on the first page of Google. The other half of the battle is how do we get you to stand out, right? Like, because everybody's got a name, Anthony. Everybody's got a logo. Everybody does services out there, okay? But amongst all the chaos, what can we do to get you to stand out? Well, this concept is what I really preach heavily about with my clients, and that is we need something like of a photo-wise to separate you from everybody else. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Well, I just texted you this link, okay? So when you get this, go ahead and click on this, and I want to talk to you about this real quick.
All right, I'm loading up right now.
Okay.
Altus Home Services, Emmett.
Okay, you should see on the right, though, it says Lewis Pest.
Yep.
Okay. Do you see that photo of them standing in front of their van? And they're, like, in polo shirts and khaki pants. And you see that photo? It might be because you're on your cell phone. You know, okay, but you see that photo that I'm talking about?
Yep, I do. Yep.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about standing out, right? Is having a photo of you nicely dressed, and I so much like say this like with all respect because I get it. You guys are really busy. You guys, you know, got a lot going on, but those who take the time to do this are the ones that are winning out there, okay? And I've really time tested this with so many clients now that the photo thing like this, like the Lewis photo, is so important right now because it puts a like a it just puts a personalization on you other than just a name and a logo. Right? And so this is what I mean by standing out. Okay? And just kind of tell you Lewis's story. I mean, he started with one van, now he's got 12 vans from all of our marketing. Right, we've really taken this guy to a whole new like level, and he's got 102 5-star reviews. I think he's at now, right? And he's done very, very well. And we've really branded that photo though, not only on Google, but on Facebook, right? And all his different marketing campaigns that we run for him. So that's very important, is getting a photo eventually. You could literally stand behind your truck with that ad, right, nicely dressed, right, just kind of like
this, right.
Anthony, and get the same look, same effect, and we can really use that photo. Now, it's not something that we need today, but it is something eventually I highly suggest you work on getting us that so that you can stand out. And that all makes sense, by the way, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, good. Because, you know, like sometimes like I talk about this stuff and people are like, they don't get it. But, you know, the people that are smart business people, they understand. They're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
Stand out. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
100%.
So there's that. Okay, so obviously, Anthony, with anything in life, you get what you spend. Right? With marketing, 100%. It's the same way. You have to spend a little to make money. Well, the good news with us is we have a good return on investment with our packages. Okay? So like I said, the first step is get you on Google, get you a nice website built, right? Get you your 5-star reviews, because that's important, right? And look at Lewis. I mean, he's over 100 now. That took him time to get there, right? And obviously, you're not going to be at 100 5-star reviews or any time near that anytime soon.
Right.
But if you can get to 25, then 50, then 100 one day, that's the steps in the right direction, obviously, with your 5 stars. It's super important, 100%. Though, to have those 5-star reviews, because when people see you on Google, right, and then when Google's like is classifying you too on the search engine, that all matters. That's a portion of the equation, is those 5-star reviews. Okay. It's not everything. It's only like 10% of how you rank, right? But hey, look, the more you get, the better off you are, as I always tell people.
Right.
Okay. So let's say somebody though types in onto Google, Anthony, and they're like, you know, they type in, I don't know, flooring repair. Okay. They type that in and you come up, but they don't call you. Well, we have another strategy that's part of our packages to get back in front of that person to try and entice them and try to get them to call you in case they don't call you from Google. Okay. And so let me explain what that means. Okay. We also use Facebook besides Google to get in front of people. Okay. And why Facebook over any other platform? Well, Facebook actually is the second most visited place that homeowners go to. Right.
Okay.
Besides Google. Okay. So obviously we want to make sure that, you know, you're not only, on Facebook, but we're dominating Facebook as well. Okay.
Okay.
So what happens is we use this thing called a retargeting ad, Anthony. And what that will do is, like I said, so Nancy types in flooring repair. She sees you on Google, but she doesn't call you. Well, let's say Nancy an hour later decides to go on to Facebook. Well, what will happen is she's going to see an ad, since she typed that keyword in that relates to you, and since she lives near you, right, from Avery's General Contracting, right?
Okay.
Motivating her to want to call you, right, and reach out
like
to
that.
You, right, and to do business with you as well. Okay, so obviously Google's the main thing. We keep the main thing, but Facebook, we run enough of these ads for you to get calls and to get you business, right, and to help bring in those extra onesie twosies every single month. Okay, so we don't spend too much money on our Facebook retargeting ads, but we spend enough where it's generating you response. Okay. Cool thing is the people that see those ads are only people that are actively searching keywords that relate to your business. Okay.
Okay.
So somebody's looking for power washing, right? That's not
right.
really something you do, right? We're not going to have that ad show up because, you know, you're not the power washing guy. Okay.
Nope.
And,
100%.
You know, so that's what I mean by that. Okay. And so it's going to be very targeted and the money won't be just blanketly wasted on everybody. So that's what's cool about those retargeting ads that we use on Facebook. And it works. Like I have like some guys that, you know, call me all the time and they're like, Matt, those Facebook ads are really helping my business. Okay. Now the third way that we help your business grow, okay, is we actually have a pay per lead program as well. Okay. This is my favorite thing that we do, okay? And the reasoning why is with the pay-per-lead program, you actually show up at the very tippy top of Google, okay? Not just on the first page, but the first search result for any keyword and in any area that we want to target. Okay? So if you want to go all over Idaho, like if you want to go 100-mile radius for certain things, we can do that. Okay? Now, it takes time to get that set up. It's a program we do with Google. Okay? It's actually a Google program that we help manage for them, right? And what's cool about it is you get to talk to these people before you ever pay for the lead. So somebody calls up, right? And they're like, hey, Anthony, I need a new roof. Okay, well, what's going on? Okay. Where do you live, right? You ask them all the questions you need to ask them before you really want to, you know, decipher whether you want to pay for that lead. But let's say through the course of that conversation, you're like, yeah, I want that guy. Okay? Then at that point, if you say you want the guy, it's considered what they call a qualified lead. Okay? Now, what's cool is Google doesn't share this with anybody else. It only goes to you. And even if you turn down the lead, Google doesn't send that lead anywhere else either. That's how cool, right?
I like that.
Yeah, so Google is very fair. Now, of course, there's going to be costs to those. Those aren't going to be, you know, like $5 lead, right? There's going to be some expense to it, okay? But what's nice is you have the ability to pick and choose. And what a lot of my guys do, Anthony, is they take those leads when they need the extra leads, okay? Because some weeks with my basic package, you're going to have more leads than others, right? Like, and so some weeks you're going to be really busy, and in some weeks you're going to be like, hey, I need more leads, right? And that's what's the benefit of having those paper leads, because those paper leads will really help you scale your business to the next level. Right.
Okay.
I mean, I like Lewis to shoot you on him. He spends thousands of dollars a month just on those paper leads. Okay. But again, he has 12 vans. You know what I mean? He's a little bit bigger of a company. So.
Right. He's got a little bit more dough. Yeah.
He's got more dough to spend. But cool news is you can slowly work those leads over time and build yourself up and get to whatever goals you have in mind. Okay. Cool news is we can focus on all the handyman keywords, right? The only thing that Google is going to require is a couple of things. One is they require that you have at least $300,000 in general liability insurance. Do you have at least that?
I got $3 million.
Okay, so you're more than good. Most guys have more, at least $1 million, so, but Google's very conservative on those numbers, so that's good. You have more than enough, okay?
Yeah, I got a million.
No felonies over the last 7 years now. You're good, yeah, on that?
Oh, yeah. I've never had a felony.
Okay. Just got to ask. You know, construction guys,
be
surprised. I come across a lot of guys I've had, right? So,
brother, I've worked in the industry for 14 years. Yep. I've met them all.
Yep. And so, you know, Google obviously vets and does a background check on everybody that participates in this program, because they're not just going to put anybody at the tippy top if you're not vetted, right? They reserve that for legitimate guys. Now, there's a lot of little nitty-gritty stuff that our company has to do to get you, like, involved, right, and get you there. But let's say we decide to participate in this program, right, and we can start off now or we can wait. It just depends on, you know, obviously pricing all comes into factor, too. But I'll go over that in a second. Those leads, if you want them, you talk to the person. You're like, hey, this guy needs a new roof, right? And you say, yeah, I want that lead. It's $56 for the qualified lead.
Oh, that's nothing.
It really isn't. When you really look at it in the grand, you know, of things, it's not crazy, right?
No.
Now, general contracting keywords is going to be a little bit higher. Let me just pull it up and tell you. General contracting is going to be like a lot more like remodel like keywords, right? But you'll still get them in the handyman, but general contracting will be focusing more on just specifically only, right, like higher ticket jobs, right? But let me just let me tell you what that cost per lead would be, just so we can take a look at that too. And those are going to be those are $55 for your area. So it's actually a dollar cheaper. Wow.
Really?
I'm actually shocked. Yeah. I'm actually shocked. I don't normally see that. Normally, it's quite the opposite. Normally, it'd be like 56 for handyman, and general contracting would normally be like 86, right?
Right.
But for some reason, right, in your area, Google's got it right around the same. So it's right around the same dollar amount, right, for handyman and general contracting. Okay. So cool news is, you know, you have the ability to, you know, focus, and we can sit down with you and figure out exactly what jobs you want those paper leads to come from, Anthony, and we can just target those specific keywords on the paper lead program. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
I like that.
There is expense to get it going. Like, we got to pay for your background check, right?
Right.
When the time comes, if you decide you want to do the pay-per-lead, Google, after the 2-month vetting process, and it's, let's fast forward, it's like May sometime, right? We'll sit down with you and be like, okay, Anthony, it's time now to start taking advantage of the pay-per-lead program, right? By then, you've already gotten results with us, right? You've been with us for a few months, right? Now it's time to really put the gasoline on the fire, as I say, okay?
Okay.
What Google makes you do, though, okay, and this is the, like, I would say the only downside to it, okay, and that's the thing about me is I'm going to give you the good, bad, and the ugly with everything, right, is
right.
Google is going to make you prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? You don't have to do it until you're vetted, right, and until it's, like, established, but once the time comes, like, to start taking advantage of those leads, you have to prepay for 13 leads up front. Now, you can draw from it as fast or as slow as you'd like, but you do have to take 13 leads up front. So that's like a $715, right, investment that you have to make into those leads, right? And a lot of my guys are really careful. So what they'll do is they'll take 2 solid leads and then they churn it off, and then they work those 2 solid leads to make sure that one of the 2 really turns into a good job before they churn it back on. Right, so they kind
of so you're not burning up your 13 leads right off the bat.
Exactly, because you want to, like, take your time with it, kind of get your sea legs, as I always say, right? Your confidence up. And that.
So when you say turn it off, is there like an app or something that I'll have access to with you guys or something?
So everything is controlled through our local Splash app. So we're going to give you an app, right, where you're able to, Anthony, turn on and off these leads. All your leads from every campaign that we're running, from you being on Google, from your Facebook, it's all contrived in the app or on our website either. So it's all going to be there, like, for your fingertips. And, in fact, we track every single lead, right? So we actually purchase a special phone number for your business. We call it a call tracking phone number. And what that phone number does is it lets us know exactly where the lead came from, right? Did it come from Facebook?
Right.
Did it come from Google? Was it one of your paper leads, right? And the cool thing is the app also tells us where that person lives and analytics on that person as well, right?
Okay.
It's kind of like when somebody calls 911, you know how 911 knows everything, right? So it's the same thing here. Like, we have this special phone number that we buy for your business to track all this, to make sure that we're obviously getting you results. And so when we have your monthly call, we're going to sit down and be like, okay, Anthony, we got 22 leads this month, okay? 8 of them came from Facebook, right? 14 came from Google, right? How did we do, right? And we're going to go through it all, right? And the cool thing is we're going to be able to see on a month-to-month basis how you're doing, so we can keep making tweaks along the way to make sure that you're successful and that obviously you keep staying with us, right? So that's the beautiful thing, okay? Now, if you want to do all levels of service, okay, first month has a little bit of an expense, okay? In other words, we have to pay for your background check, okay? A lot of my guys, they just start off doing everything because they want to get going and they want to eventually be able to get those paper leads, okay? The paper leads have a one-time expense of $250 because we have to pay for your background check. We got to get all this paperwork, you know, together for Google, right? It's an extensive process. It takes a lot of hours, right, to get you pre-approved. Plus, our team.
Well, the guys behind the
What's that?
Yeah, I get it. I got the guys running the page got to get some money too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So it's $250 for that. Every month it's $299 for our basic package where that gets you on Google, right? And then out of that $299, we spend $100 on those Facebook ads. So if you wanted to do everything, it's $549 your first month, and then it's $299 a month thereafter. That covers A to Z.
Okay. You said that's $500 and what? Sorry.
$549 your first month.
$549 your first month, and then $299 every other month or every month.
Yep, every month thereafter. Correct. So let's say we started today. You would be $549 today, and then on the 16th of every month, you would be billed $299. Okay. Let's fast forward. Okay. In about 2 months, when you're now approved to take those pay per leads, right? Then we would sit down with you and it'd be like, okay, Anthony, now it's time to pay for those 13 leads that we talked about. And then that would be a $715 charge, right? Where you're like prepaying for that. And then you start drawing from that. Okay. So that particular month, you would have your $715 plus your $299. Right. But the cool thing is you can draw from those 13 leads as aggressively or as slowly as you'd like. Okay. Cool news is those paper leads will literally take your business to the next level. Okay. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, my basic package of $299, Anthony, will get you enough business. We'll have a good ROI. Okay. We've seen for every dollar our clients spend, they get about $10 back. So on a $299 ad spend, you're going to get several thousands of dollars worth of business. Okay? Good.
Okay.
Right? But is it life-changing
for you?
Yeah, exactly. But it's not life-changing, right? It's not going to take your business to $10,000 on a $299 ad spend, right? So what those paper leads do is those act as the filler. Right. So taking your business from several thousands to like 10,000, you're going to need more leads. Obviously, you're going to need more opportunities at bat, as I say, right, to be able to get more jobs closed and more sales coming in. Right. And that's what the paper leads will really do. And there's nothing better than those paper leads. Yes, my flat rate package is great, right? Because no matter what, it's only $299 a month, right? But the paper leads obviously help you when you need the leads to, like, keep drawing in, okay?
Right.
Now, I know that was kind of a mouthful, but based on our conversation, can you see how this would benefit your business?
Based on our conversation, I already like, I'm sorry, I don't know the exact company. I'm assuming you work for Google or Splash, but dude, I've been on Thumbtack. I've tried the whole Thumbtack thing. They want you to pay $490 a lead.
Wow.
I've been with Angie. Yeah, they're about $29 a lead, but they send theirs to five different contractors, you know, all at once.
It sucks.
So
yeah,
it's you know. And it's kind of, you don't get to talk to anybody. You know, this is the first app I've had where I get to actually talk to somebody. They want to talk about my business. They want to teach me a little bit more about stuff. So, so far it's a big thumbs up for me. Now with the paper leads, we were talking about the 540. So if I gave you, so the 715 is for the paper leads later. Like, so we can get going on the paper. So if I did 299 today, like, what does the $299 get me if I start doing that today or spend next month?
So the $299 starts us getting you on Google, and then $100 of that gets you on the Facebook ads, right? So let me do this. Let me grab your email. I'll send you the pricing right now so we can break this down so you can see it. So it's better, because it's better for me to show you, not just tell you. What's your email?
It's Anthony Avery. 0423 @gmail.com.
Perfect. And Avery's like A-V-E-R-Y, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. And then you're going to see this coming from Matt Evans, too. Yeah, I'm going to break this all down to you so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Right. But yeah, I mean, that's the downside too about Angie's is, like you said, like, they send that off to five other people. Like, I have like so many, I have over 1400 businesses under my management, by the way. And I've seen Anthony, like, the Angie's method. And a lot of guys, unfortunately, they just get frustrated, or, you know, because you have to really be on top of those leads, because your competitors are blowing those people up, right? And it makes it super difficult to win, right? And that's why I love my job and what we do, because you're like really not like you don't have much competition, because what happens is when people call you and they see you on Google, they already know you're credible because you're on Google, right? And they're like, you know, usually not shopping you around, right? Like, they're like, okay, let me just call this guy. Like, you know, yeah, they may call somebody else, but at the end of the day, they're not going to shop you all day, right? And that's what's cool about it. And Google's not going to share that lead or try and entice that person to talk to other people, right?
Yeah, that's what, that sounds great to me.
Yeah. So that's why it's like really good. Like, guys like you do phenomenally well with what I do, right? Because you're like a guy that can do a lot of different business, like a lot of different services, and you're able to, you know, do that. Do you do deck building as well, or not so much?
I mean, I would never shy away from it, but I haven't, I haven't messed with it.
You can do
lately.
It. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, if the customer has needs, you can make it happen. And that's what's so cool about, you know, what you have. And I mean, what's typically your radius? Like, do you go all over, or do you try to stay within a certain mile radius?
I mean, like, I'll go all over. If it's the right customer and I get the right feeling from them, I mean, I'll travel 100 miles away from my house.
Okay. Yeah. If it's so, depending on the job, basically.
Yeah. If there's enough money involved and we can get something, you know, in the bid to where we're out of town, like we could raise the price a little bit because we're out of town, then yeah, we have no problem going out of town. I mean, I spent a lot of my years on the road doing construction, so.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I've been very, like I said, fortunate to have all kinds of different businesses. I have some guys that spend 40 grand a month with me, Anthony, no joke, right? We have some of the biggest companies right now. I mean, Extra Space Storage, they're the biggest storage unit company in America. They have 4,400 locations. We've done every single one of those 4,400 locations. So I just sent you an email. Let me know if you got that.
Looking for it. Oh, Matt Evans, right there. Boom.
Yep.
Okay.
So there is an email, okay? So we're going to focus on all the keywords that relate to you, okay? Obviously, we would sit down and get everything that you do, but just kind of give you an idea, like handyman, painting company, flooring repair, tile installation, remodeling company, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, interior painting, lighting installation, deck building, exterior painting, door painting, bedroom painting, bathroom painting, drywall painting, sidewall painting, like all the, you know, everything. Cabinet painting.
Right.
Like, I want to make sure, like, everything that you can do, right, I want to make sure, like, we get you there. And there's probably, like, I didn't even put any of the roofing keywords in, which you do. So there's probably, like, 10 more other things that you do that you're probably going to want to rank for. So we're going to find exactly what you do, right, and we're going to make sure that you're showing up, okay? Huge, huge, huge.
Okay.
Okay. So how the package works is like this, okay? So first month, like I said, $199, right, would be to get you on top of the search engine, right? $100 of the package we spend towards the Facebook ads. If we do the paper leads, it's a one-time charge of $250 that covers the background check and, like I said, and everything we talked about. The call tracking phone number, we're not going to charge you anything. We're also going to build you out a website, not charging you for that website, by the way. Going to make you a nice website. In fact, I'll send you something right now. Let me just pull this up so you can see. See, I'll text it to you. Here we go. So I'm gonna go ahead and text you this link, okay? This would be like a template that we could use for your website, okay? And let me finish up the pricing. So $549 is your first month, and then it just goes down to $299 a month thereafter. The only additional cost, if you see it right there, okay, is going to be $55 for every pay-per-lead you take, okay? So how does Google
after
know
715, right?
when you do a pay per lead? Well, first off, Google is listening to that call, okay, through an AI robot.
Right.
Okay. They listen. Okay. The only time you get charged is two ways. If you give pricing over the phone or you agree to meet that customer in person. That's the only two times Google will charge it. Okay.
Okay.
So if they don't make sense, right, to pay for the lead,
right,
guess what you're not doing? You're not giving them pricing over the phone and you're not agreeing to meet that person. And then therefore
right,
you're not going to get charged for that call. We teach you all this, by the way, okay? I'm just kind of
okay,
opening up, you know, this so you understand. But we do teach you all this. We hold your hand. And, in fact, I assign somebody on my team in our back office to help assist me in making sure that we're staying in contact with you because, like I said, I have a lot of clients, right?
Right.
But I have somebody that I'll assign to your file that will hold your hand. Hey, Anthony, we need this document. Hey, Anthony, can you get us your LLC paperwork? Hey, Anthony, we need proof of your liability insurance, right? Because we're going to need some documents from you, right? But
right,
the rest, you know, we'll basically handle at the end of the day. Okay.
Okay.
So any questions on the pricing?
I mean, do I have – can I – so let's say – I only got enough to do the $299 this right now. Can we get that going today? And then
absolutely,
later on I
yeah,
can pay you the $250.
Yeah, whenever you want to do the $250, you let me know, right?
Okay.
And start getting that the paper leads. Now, I always say this in all respect, right?
Right.
The longer you wait, obviously the longer it's going to take for that to be able to eventually kick in, right? And I'm telling
okay,
you, everybody, like I have a garage door guy that does garage doors in Texas, and he like told me last week, he's like, Matt, I wish you would have pushed me a little bit harder to do those paper leads. And I'm like, look, I'm so busy, I can't, you know. But he's like,
right,
man, I, you know, if you would have pushed me harder to do that, I you know. And then like Lewis, like he just did a video for us and my team, and that was one of his things. He waited a year before he did the paper leads. And he even said on the video he did for us, that's one of his biggest regrets that he waited so long to get on those paper leads. So, yeah, and obviously money counts, though, Anthony, right? You
right,
know, so maybe in like 30 days from now, that's fine, you know, but don't push it
right,
up too long or like too many months or 6 months kind of thing, because why?
Right.
What's going to happen is by the time you decide to do it, it's going to take 2 months to get you vetted with Google, right, before you can
right,
even start using it and, like, actually doing it. So just keep that in mind, too, you know?
Right. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You're doing some good. You're very good. let's just do it.
Okay, totally. Hey, did you see, okay, that text I sent you, okay, because I have some little nitty-gritty questions. That text
right,
I sent you. Click on that. I want you to see that like preview of like a website we could build you.
LocalSplash.com. Pro Solutions, Expert Services, General Contracting. Come to us for professional general contracting services. Yeah, I like
okay,
that.
Okay, so that would kind of be like we put your name, your logo at the top, and we build you out something like this. Now, this shows
okay,
you how it would look like on three different platforms, like on an iPad and on a cell phone. Okay? So,
okay,
obviously, if you don't like it, like, this is just a mock-up, right? This is just, like I said, just an example, right? What's cool is
right,
we'll help you build a website, and anytime you don't like it or you want any changes, just let us know, and we'll take care of the changes for you.
Okay.
So that's what's cool is, like, we're going to help you build out a nice website, okay?
And this website is something you guys totally manage. Like, I don't have to worry about managing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't have to manage it. Like, yeah, even your Facebook. Like, obviously, you want to, like, your Facebook, we're going to post on it every so often. But I tell my business owners, hey, look, put something on there. Show some pictures of a job you recently did on your business Facebook page, because we're not going to do that for you, right? But we will be using your business Facebook page to run those ads that I was telling you about.
Right. And then you guys are going to create the business Facebook page for me as well,
yeah,
right?
We're going to, like, okay, great question. So technically speaking, if we had to, we will. We're going to actually hold your hand to creating that business Facebook page, right? Because technically you have to create it. You're just going to give us access to it, okay?
Okay.
Like, I've had some 70-year-old guys where they weren't able to figure it out, and, like, we kind of helped, you know, them. But, you know, that's the good news is the account manager I'm going to assign to your account, Anthony, they're going to be very good at holding your hand, and, like, we're going to do, like, 95% of the work for you. So there is some participation. Like, the stuff that, like, I'm telling you about, like, some documents we'll need from you, right? You know, like making your monthly call with us, making sure you answer your phone, right? Making sure that you're using our tools to get the 5-star reviews. Those are the stuff that you're going to need to be participational, right? Because, you know, it's for your business help, right? So what's going to happen is once you get set up and we get what they call your Google business profile. Like, remember how you just saw Lewis's Google business profile, right? You saw their name and then you saw how, like, the 102 5-star reviews that they have. You saw, remember when you were looking at that?
100%.
Yeah. That's the Google business profile. Okay. So that takes a couple weeks for that to get established. Okay. Cause we got to get all the documents with Google, right? And all that.
Right.
Now your background check. Okay. That's going to come from either a company called Evident ID or Pinkerton. It'll get emailed to you. It's a simple form that you fill out real quick, right? We can't fill it out for you because we can't do your background check for you, right? Cause that would be illegal, right?
Right.
But it's a simple form, right? It's easy, right? But the cool thing is you're going to have support through all of this, and we don't just throw you in the deep end and say good luck to you. So we will really hold your hand at the end of the day, right, and make sure that, okay, you are successful because we want you to stay with us. The cool thing with us, Anthony, is we don't lock you in any long-term contract with us, okay? We do ask, though, you give us a three-month commitment. After the 3 months, it literally just goes to a month-to-month relationship. So we're so confident in our services that we know that every business that does give us 3 months stays with us, right? I mean, I have like a 98% retention rate. So most people stay with me because, look, all I got to do is get you on Google and get your phone to ring and you get jobs out of it. It's a win-win for everybody, right?
Yep.
And that's what's great 100%. About it. Okay. Your last name is Avery, I'm assuming, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and this is your best phone number, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. And then, obviously, the email you provided, that's your best email for you.
That's correct.
Oh, now, let me ask you this. Okay, so are you in Central Time right now? Did I get that right?
I'm in, I think, Mountain Time. It's 10:50 where I'm at.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's 10:50. That's right. Yeah, I was close, but no cigar on that. Okay, yeah, so you are Mountain Time. That's what I thought. Okay, Mountain Standard Time. There we go. Okay, and then this is going to be your best number, the 208-412-4019. Is that right?
Correct, yep, this is the one. Yep, this is the one I run on all my advertisements.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So like I said, we are going to purchase a special phone number for the business. That number is what they're going to see all over the place, like on your website, on your Google profile, on Facebook and all that. And then when they call the number, right, so we can track the lead, right, it'll route to your cell phone and all that for you. Okay. So we're going to purchase a 208 area code phone number for you, right? So it mirrors and matches the same thing. Okay. And again, we need this because we need to see where the leads are coming from so that we're not going in blind, right? And we're not, you know what I mean? We're not doing this so that we don't, not able to see where the lead is. Cause, there was a day a long time ago, we didn't do this technology, but over the last 21 years now we have. So are you still at 1689 Greenfields Loop? Is that the address you're running under?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming, is this your home address? Yeah?
It is.
Okay. Yep. So what we're going to do on that is we're going to hide that address from the public, right? It's going to show that you're an Emmett, but we're going to show that, hey, you know, we're going to hide that address so that people don't know your home address, right? That's the same address though you did put on your LLC as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how we're going to show your name is you did it as Avery's General Contracting, like A-V-E-R-Y-S, is that right?
Yeah, A-V-E-R-Y-S. And then I have it hyphenated on my truck at AGC. And that's Avery's General Contracting. Yep. And it has Avery's General Contracting under that. And then it has my big old phone number.
Okay. What does it show under your LLC name?
Avery's General Contracting.
Okay. So that's how we're gonna show it on Google. We're not going to show the LLC part on it just because it clogs up your name. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because people don't care if you have an LLC, a DBA, a corporation. They don't care about any of that. So we're just going to show it as Avery's General Contracting. Okay?
Makes sense.
Which is cool. Mm-hmm. You say something?
Nope. I said that makes sense.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. And then I got your email here. Okay. What do you want your hours of operation to show up online? Let's start with like Monday through Friday. I'm sure you're open Saturdays as well.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8.
Okay, wow. Okay. What about Saturday?
8 to 8.
Okay. And then Sunday, obviously, you want to put closed? Or appointment only
We could put appointment only.
Okay, perfect. You're like, I need a rest.
Right, yeah.
Hey, but man, you really like, okay, I like that you want to be open longer. Like some guys are like, you know, 7 to 3. And I'm like, okay, well, you know.
I don't know. I always thought,
yeah, like, no, I definitely want to work. Okay, so, all right, I got that. Let's set up a security question for your account. So anytime, Anthony, somebody calls, right, they're going to, you know, ask you this question. Right. And anytime you call us to protect your account, because obviously you're going to be the only one on this account. So, you could either choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name. Which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What's that answer?
Dayton. D-A-Y-T-O-N.
Gotcha. Perfect. Cool. Gotcha. So I'm just getting your account set up here. So I'm about to send you your invoice. So how do you want to take care of like your monthly and everything? You could either use like MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. What works best for you?
I got a business card.
Okay. Let's see. Is it a Visa, MasterCard?
It is a it says debit.
Does it start with a 4?
No, it starts with a 5.
Okay, so that's a MasterCard. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
5424989804413635.
35. Okay. And then expiration on that?
03-30.
Okay, and 3-digit code on that.
155.
Okay, let me read this card number back to you just to make sure I got it right. So 5424-9898-0441-3635.
Nope, it's 0141-3635.
0141, you said?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so let me read this back. So 5424-9898-0141-3635.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Second time's a charm, right? And then you said 0330 on that.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, and then 155 there. Okay, perfect. All right. So that website, though, if we made you something like that, and then obviously when you get us like a picture like the Lewis Pest, like,
okay,
obviously we can change up the photos and all that. And if you have any photos like before and afters or anything too, we can add on the website. But something like that you would like, right? You like something like that, like,
yeah,
for your website? Okay.
100%.
Yeah, just making sure, you know, everyone's got a like a.
No, I appreciate it. I got a bunch of good befores and afters too, so.
Good. Totally send those. We want to put those all over the place too. And we can start posting those on Facebook. Like, or you'll start posting those on Facebook. Okay. So back to, remember I said that earlier. So if you want to grab a pen here, you know what? Let me put this, I'm going to email this to you because I know life gets in the way. I should start doing this for people. You just like had me just came up with something really cool. Right. I'm going to call this the cheat sheet. Right. Okay. So I'm going to do some bullet points for you. Okay. So we want the photo of you. Right. Like the Lewis Pest. Okay. We want that. Posting pictures on your business Facebook every few weeks. Right. And then lastly, using the 5-star review feature. Okay. Three things. Okay. Only three things. I'm going to email this to you right now because this is going to keep it easy. So there's really only three things that I want you to focus on these next 30 days. Okay. The photo of you like the Lewis Pest. However you want to do it. If you want to do it like somebody takes the picture of you like inside a house and you have a clipboard, right, and you got a nice polo shirt with your name and like or your business logo on it, right?
Right.
You know, and you're wearing a nice khaki pant kind of thing, right? Just get us a nice photo like that, okay? I'm telling you, that's money right there when you do that. Second thing is posting pictures on your business Facebook, like – even if like you do it every few weeks or once a month, right? Huge. Okay. We won't do that portion for you. Okay. Cause we're an advertising company, you know, but that will help you and make your business Facebook page really stand out over time. Okay. And it's so easy. All you got to do is like just add some photos, add a little caption, right? And then your business Facebook page will have content because we will post every so often on your Facebook page, but it's not like we're doing it like enough, right? And so I always tell my clients, hey, look, it's your business, you know, team effort here, right? Lastly, using our 5-star review feature, right? Once we get your Google business profile set up. So I got your cheat sheet just emailed to you. I'm gonna start doing this, by the way. You just gave me a good idea. Okay. So there's that. I'm taking care of the website, so we're not gonna charge you on the website, which is really, really cool. Because that's gonna obviously help save you money. Okay. Normally that's a $99 charge, but I took care of you on that. Right. Since you're gonna be doing all levels of service, I'm gonna make sure we take care of you on that. So I'm going to send this to you with a discount pre-agreement. You know, I do need to read something to you. It's an added form of protection, you know, because I'm going to send this all to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, Anthony, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? I'll rephrase it for you just so that, you know, you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Avery's General Contracting.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Anthony Avery, owner.
Perfect. And obviously you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then you're obviously the authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And on the Avery, I have a real quick question. On the Avery's General Contracting, on your LLC, is there like apostrophe S, or is it just an S, like there's no like apostrophe on it?
There's no apostrophe on it.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure, like, because we want to mirror it and make sure that, because that's how Google's going to list your name, is how it shows on the LLC.
Okay. Yeah, there's no apostrophe S.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Yeah, so we're just going to leave it like that. Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Common sense stuff, right? Always got to say. Please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned by Local Splash to you. By the way, I'm going to text you that phone number. I have been texting you from it, but I'm going to text you right now, Anthony, that phone number so that you can save it in your phone. Okay. Because I want you to save this under your contact, because when your account manager calls you, they're going to be calling you from this 877 number. And the last thing I want to have happen is you miss phone calls because you didn't save this under. Like I have in New York, I have a really big drain company. Like remember I was telling you I got guys that spend $40,000 a month? He's one of them. And like every time we call, he would never pick up the phone. And I had to have like a come to Jesus moment with him. I'm like, look, man, you're spending so much money with us. And like we call and you don't pick up. It's because he never saved the 877 number. Right. So just take the moment and say that 877 number. I highly suggest it. It's for your own benefit. Okay. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay. We've obviously provided you with a security question to verify that call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Okay. You'd be surprised. Yelp, they love to call you guys, right? You're going to get calls sometimes from other companies out there because they're going to see you on the first page of Google. Just keep that in mind, right? Can't stop that.
right.
In hiring, though, Local Splash is your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Just basically, hey, if you decide to try anything else, let us know. Like, you know, some of my clients, they sometimes want to get on Yelp. I help clients with Yelp, by the way, too. So, you know, you know, but obviously the main thing is keeping you on Google because that's where everybody really goes. Okay.
Right.
So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google verified application, right? And any other items required and recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days upon request. Failure to provide these necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 16th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Monthly payments will automatically renew on the 16th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty common sense, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, I have to do it. Part of the job. Okay, so I'm going to pull up my calendar here. The next step is, Anthony, we do have to schedule a 45-minute call with my team, okay, to go over some more nitty gritty. Okay. But while I do that in a second, why don't you do me a favor and go into where you get your apps and start downloading the local Splash app. Okay.
Okay.
So you can get that going so that you don't miss out on that. Okay. So there's that. Perfect. And you're the only one that needs to be on the account, right? Like nobody else helps you with your business, correct?
Yep. No one else.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Local Splash, is it a red L and a blue S?
Yep. You got it.
Sweet.
That is it. Yeah, it's really cool.
Nice. Right?
Like, all your phone calls, by the way, are recorded, too. So,
nice.
Let's say you're on a job, and you're like, what did that guy say? Right? And
right.
You're like, crap. And, like, you know, you forgot something, or let's say you wrote something down, and they're like, whatever, right? You can go back
right.
And listen to the phone call. Right, and that's
see,
super,
like that.
Super helpful.
Yep,
so,
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. It's one of my favorite things. Definitely like that, because like, that helps. You guys stay organized.
Yeah, that helps. Yep,
so,
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's going to start off, like I said, like really like first couple of weeks, we got to build out your website. We got to get all the programming done. Right, we got to get all the necessary foundational stuff, build out your Facebook ads, right? All that stuff's going
right.
to be the first couple of weeks, right? You will get results your
right.
first 30 days, but it's really month two where this thing like takes off, like to a whole new level, Anthony. Like you're going to see a night and day difference in the phone calls between month one and month two. Okay?
Right on.
So just make sure you stay on top of everything. Like you're meeting with your account manager, right? You're going to hear from me. Don't worry. Like I don't disappear. Right. But you know, the account manager's job, like I said, is to make sure that the I's are dotted, T's are crossed and that like you're doing what you need to do. Cause they're going to like be like staying on top of you. Right. And then that our team is doing what we need to do. So the team effort happens and you know, everybody wins here. Right. But my point
yep,
I'm making
that.
Is just make sure you get the documents to them, right? Make sure you're doing what you need to do on your end so that, you know, this is successful, okay? Because there's, like, the first, like, week, there's a bunch of little documents we need to gather from you, like your proof of your LLC, your liability insurance, right? All that stuff. Your background check will come in like, 3 to 5 days, like the form for you to start filling out. So all that stuff – right, it's going to be there for you, right, to make sure you're doing, right?
Right.
And that's why it's, like, so important that, like, it's there and that, you know, you're, like getting that stuff to us so that we get it done. Make sense?
Right, that makes sense. Yep. I mean, shoot,
so.
Do I send that to them through an email or do I send that to that number or? The documents.
It'll be through, like, they're going to give you a portal to send all the documents to. And then during that 45-minute call that I schedule in the next 40, in the next day or so, right, they're going to go
okay.
over where you can send all that stuff to, too. So, yeah. Great
okay.
question.
Sweet.
That's a great question because we want to make sure, like, obviously we get the documents, but like, they're going to hold
yeah.
your hand though. So that's one thing, like, you know, you won't miss a beat because
that's
we
awesome.
Can't get you on Google, then, you know, you're not going to get the results. So we have
right,
to make
exactly.
sure, like, all that paperwork is there so that, you know, you're like ultimately getting, you know,
the business that we need.
Exactly.
I think it's going to be awesome, man. I was just literally stressing, like, how am I going to get a website built? Cause I'm not savvy like that. And then
yeah.
you know, I obviously have a personal Facebook, but I've ran a detail company in the past. As you know,
yeah.
I'm a car guy. So I was an enthusiast for years and
nice.
You know, we ran a detail company, you know, detailing just didn't make us enough money. And I did construction
mm-hmm.
as a main thing. So we switched over to a construction company and, you know, I had the detail Facebook page, and it was a pain. It was connected to my Facebook, and you know, it was just a pain. So having a business Facebook, I'm interested to see how that works out, and
yeah.
the website's gonna be awesome. I think it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be great for both parties. So.
Yeah, no, as long as you do what you need to do, we're gonna do what we need to do. You know, just stay on top
right.
of your leads. That's why you're gonna have the app there, right? because there's going to be a time you might miss a leap, right? Just make sure, like,
right.
You know, it'll notify you. The app will, like, you know, like, give you notifications, hey, a lead. And then some, we started texting people lately, too. Hey, you got a new lead, too. Just to kind of help you guys, like, not miss opportunities. Because that's the last thing
right.
you want to have happen, you know, is to miss those opportunities. But, yeah, by you staying on top of everything, right, and then making sure that, you know, you're just being responsive to the leads, that's the main thing. And, yeah, I can't wait to see you do those paper leads eventually, because you're going to remember, like, man, Matt was not lying to me. Those are money when it comes to, like, our basic package is great, right? Whether you
right.
get a good lead or a bad lead, it's still going to be only – it's going to be flat $299. But what's cool about those paper leads is you're only paying for a lead that you actually want, right?
Right.
And so that will really help you scale from our marketing efforts from only a couple grand worth of business to 10,000 or so, you know. Hey, is there – on this address, 1689, is there anything else tied to it, like a – is there a suite number? Is there like an apartment number or anything on it or no?
No.
It's just 1689 Greenfields Loop, right?
Yep.
Okay. And that's an image.
Greenfields so. Loop, yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I got an acre of property here, so I just run
nice.
All my, I got all my trailers parked out back, got the place set up so I can pull all the equipment out back, and I got a shop getting ready to go in, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Just bear with me. Okay, let me pull up the calendar here. Let's see what I got, because we're going to need to do that 45-minute call like I was telling you. So. Let's see here. Do you want to do tomorrow, or does Wednesday work better for you?
What time tomorrow?
Since you're mountain time, I could do an 11 a.m. or I could do a 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Let's do 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. It's going to be 3 p.m. mountain time. Wait. Hold on. Give me... Okay, hold on. Let me rephrase that. Okay, yeah, I can do 11 a.m. or 11 a.m. or 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Let's do 3 p.m.
Okay, 3 p.m. Perfect. Okay, you should have gotten some automated text messages.
Let's see. I got the one about. The 877, which I got saved. I haven't got anything else other than the links that you sent me.
Yeah, you should see one that's like, hold on. Like your invoice, please click this link.
Yep, I just got that one. Local Splash, Anthony, get your Google business profile verified. Please check the email and resent for more details. If you have any questions, please contact. Hi, Anthony. Google Verified Company Begins. A original contracting was just sent to you. Local Splash View contact. Here are your credentials
yeah.
for your client.
There's,
guys,
we're looking
username.
For the click this. Please sign your thingy. Hold on. It's let me go through because it's automated here. So it should be. Okay, Anthony, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice and to the email and file. Please click here, localsplash.com terms. Click that one. That's the one I need.
Okay. Yep. I agree to receive messages to my phone number, correct? A signer of the credit card and that all of the information is complete and accurate, correct? I acknowledge
yeah,
the payments
so
are automatic and recurring.
Mm-hmm. Go through that, exactly. You just sign your name, and there's going to be three check boxes at the bottom when you're done, like consenting. Take your time, by the way. If you have any questions, let me know. It's pretty self-explanatory, though.
Confirm signature. Boom. Your signature confirmation has been saved successfully.
Hell yeah.
Okay. And then I'm putting you down for 3 p.m. Mountain Time. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Here I'm going to go delete Andy's fucking list right now.
I mean, I have a roofing company that was spending $2,500 a month with him, straight up, not getting no jobs. They were with him for 4 months. Imagine spending 10 grand on marketing and not getting, like, no business off of it.
Yeah,
and they were like, well, yeah, we're locked into your contract. I said, I'll teach you how to get out of that. It's no problem. And they were so thankful. Oh, my God. Like, they've only been with me for like 2 months, and I've already gotten them more business than Andy ever got them in 4 months, you know? So, but, yeah, did you sign a contract with them or no? It's just a month with them? Okay.
No, yeah. I didn't sign any contract.
Good. That's good to know, because you don't want that. You definitely don't want that. Yeah, they made a lot of times they make people sign a year commitment. So I'm glad you didn't get suckered into that, because that would have sucked.
No.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's like 90% of their business is that way, you know? But the government's coming down hard on Angie's. They did 3 years ago, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. They went hard on Angie's. They made them pay like millions and millions of dollars back to businesses because of how they handle things. Isn't that crazy? But, yeah. I don't really like Angie's because, like you said, they share that lead with five other guys, you know? Like,
yep.
I just don't see the benefit of them. Now, if you got an exclusive lead, it could be okay.
Right, yeah.
But,
if it was just you receiving the leads, that'd be one thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know, and then some tech pro says the same thing. Oh, it'll be you receiving the leads, but then they want you to pay. They want to know what your budget is for a lead. And it's like, they want you to pay $350 per lead. It's like, no. That's then I got to go and add that to the job as overhead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with you guys, all the $299 a month, or just like when I pay my insurance, you know, all the insurance, I add my insurance monthly bill and, you know, I add your monthly bill to a charge on the job. It's the overhead. It's the part that you have to worry about.
Yeah, so, like every month you're going to be at like $299 until like May. So, you know, there might be a day where, you're spending like $800 a month on your total marketing expense. But as I always tell people, like, okay, you spend an 800, but if you're making $8,000, $10,000 a month off of that, it's well worth it.
That's
right?
Nothing.
And,
yeah, that's nothing.
And that's how marketing is supposed to work, Anthony, right? Where, you know, you put money in and it pushes money back out. Because what's cool about marketing is the one thing that actually makes you money instead of costs you money, right? If it's done right.
Right.
You know,
100%.
So I got everything here. Okay. Did you say that 877 number in your phone under local splash? Okay. So you got that.
Yes,
I sent you your little cheat sheet too. So that's kind of cool. Eventually I'll show you how to get your 5-star reviews using the app. It's super easy. Okay. But we're not there yet. We got to get your Google Business profile established. Right.
Right.
And then so we got your hours of operation. One last question. We have the ability to build out onto your website a way for you to receive payments, okay, on your website, okay? So some of my guys, they'll use, like, PayPal to process, like, credit cards, or they'll use, like, other different, like, some use Square, right? Now,
right. It's
not something you have to put on your website, but we can put that on there for free for you if you want. Or my question is that something you want or you really don't care?
Yeah, that's not. I'm not interested.
Okay,
I'm a
totally.
Cash or check guy.
Yeah, totally. As it should be, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. Yeah, so that'll be cool. So I'm putting you down, again, 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Let me just get you secured for that so I don't forget there. Okay, cool. I know we went through a lot of information here. Is there anything you need me to re-explain, or you pretty much got it?
I pretty much got it, man. I think we went through it well enough.
Cool. I try to take my time, but, you know, sometimes it's a lot. So, all right. So I'm going to call you and my team tomorrow, okay, at 3 o'clock your time. We're going to go through some things. It's about a 45-minute call. At that point, we'll start, start sending us the documents, right? Here's the portal to send the documents through. If I were you, right, and you want to start getting ahead of it, you could start getting together your docs, okay? So here's things that we're going to need from you, okay? First thing we're going to need is proof of that LLC, okay?
Okay.
So the document, well, I forget the name of that. Hold on. I'll tell you what it's called, you know? What proof of LLC name. What is that called? Hold on. I'll tell you right now what that's called. Articles of organization or certificate of formation is what the actual form is called. Tracking.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to need that. Okay. We're going to need proof of your limited liability insurance. That $3 million policy you said you had. We need proof of that. Okay.
Okay.
You also have a general contractor's license. If you want to send that through, start figuring out how you can show proof that you have that general contractor license. Okay?
Yep, I got a picture of the license. It's all online with that. So
do a screenshot of it. Save it to your computer.
Yep.
Just get all this in like a folder or like accessible so you can just, when the time comes, you can just boom, 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 send it right from your computer. You know?
Okay.
So those are like the three things I would say right now, right? Like, we're going to need. Okay, so I would start working on getting those together because, boom, you'll be able to just shoot it off to us real quick, and then, you know, we can, gather that and move you faster. So, which will be great. So, cool. Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you putting your trust into us, and I'm definitely looking forward to working with you and helping you grow this year. My team's going to take really good care of you. One thing I will stress to you is that we're very communicative, right? So, when we need something, we're going to call you, right?
Awesome. That's preferred.
Every month, we're going to have that, like I said, monthly call, and you're going to get to know your account manager. They're, like I said, their job's to really communicate more, you know, to like, so that I don't have to handle it all day long and deal with like programming and documents and that stuff, right? I kind of sit behind the scenes, and I will be touching base with you, just to check up on you as well, right? To make sure, hey, that you are getting the success, or if I see that you're lagging on getting something to them or something, I'm gonna be like, hey, Anthony, what's going on? Everybody, is doing their job and that ultimately nothing falls through the cracks. Okay. So that's one thing I'm very big on is like making sure that you don't miss a beat here. And then lastly, you know, if you take heed to that email I sent you with the cheat sheet, I called it, the photo of you like Lewis Pest, you posting pictures on your business Facebook page every so often, like you said, you got a lot of photos. Imagine like when you have a really good job, check this job I just did, and then putting photos on your business Facebook page, right? That's going to help you. And people are going to start adding you as a friend on your business Facebook page too over time, especially when they see you on Facebook or they see Avery's General Contracting, that ad that we're running, because we're going to be running paid ads on Facebook for your business, right? That's why the business Facebook page is going to be so huge. Posting on your business Facebook page does help a little. I'm not saying it's like do or die though, right? It's not that super important, but it will help. So I strongly suggest, you know, you take, like, you spend a little time on that. And then lastly, this is probably the most important thing, is making sure you use the 5-star review tool feature that we have in our app and on our website.
And that's
okay.
Cool. And as far as that goes, that's just releasing that to the clients and letting them give you a 5-star review.
Yeah, so
or...
what you'll do is, and this is something you might want to start working on, you know, over like the course of like this week or whenever, or maybe on the weekend when you get some time, but
right.
Sit down, figure out how to organize all the jobs you've done. All you need is like the customer's name and cell phone number. Okay.
Okay.
And you know, if you have their email, great. Okay. But
right.
all you need is technically their first name and phone number, right? That's truly what you need. But if you have their email, it'll also send them an email. And then when it comes time, when we're ready for you to start doing that, you'll start inputting these people into our system, and our system will send out automated like text messages and automated email, right, saying, hey, thank you for using Avery's General Contracting. Our business is dependent on 5-star Google reviews. Can you please take the time and leave us a 5-star review on Google? It really means a lot to us.
Okay. Like
right.
That.
And that's how Lewis got to over 100-something by using that tool, right? So point
right.
is, all your back customers, like if you do that, 40% of them will take the time to actually leave you a review. So it's about a 4
right.
out of 10 that will actually do it. So it's not
right.
like 100%, like nothing is 100%, right? But, you know, if 4 out of 10 people do it, hey, that's a good step. So another thing, when you start doing that, okay, and I know this is a lot of little details, but just remember this one, okay? When you start doing the 5-star review and putting back your old clients into the system, only put a few people in a day. Okay?
Okay.
Back to my roofing company. One day they got really advantageous and they put in like 10 people because the system doesn't know whether it's a new customer or an old customer. And as soon as
right.
you put it in, it automates that text message and it sends it right out. Well, my roofing company got like 6 5-star reviews in one day and Google flagged their account because they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody gets 6 5-star reviews in one day, right? Well, but they
right.
were using that tool, which was very effective, obviously. My point is, so when you put the people into the system, just do a couple people a day so that,
right.
you know, you're getting maybe 1 or 2 tops, like 5-star reviews because you don't want to go too fast, too quick. Sort of say you don't want
right.
your account to get flagged, right? You just want it to,
right,
like,
right.
be natural. Because most businesses,
yep.
if they're lucky, to get one a day, right, let alone. So, you know, what I tell people is when you first put it in, just, okay, do a few in one day, stop. Let it breathe for a day or two. Then do another few. Like, and then, like, every other day, just put people in, right, kind of thing. Just slowly but surely do it. It's a little bit at a time kind of thing.
Right. It makes 100%
cool.
sense. I mean,
yeah.
yeah.
And, like, I cover that detail because, you know, last thing, it took us, just to let you know, it took us a back-and-forth, like, thing. And we are Google's biggest partner, right? But even with Google,
right.
like we had to go to bat for that person, right, to get their account unflagged, right? So just don't get yourself in flag zone because the last thing you want is Google flagging your account over something nonsense like that, right? So
okay.
use the tool. But don't go too crazy too fast is what I'm saying so that, you
yeah.
know, because, look, even if you put 2 in a day and let's say one person does it, right, a day, okay, so in 1 week you've got 5 reviews, okay, in a month you're at 25-star reviews at least, right?
Yeah,
so
well,
you're
yeah,
already
right.
fine. So it's like, you know, my point is like, you know, even if you just get 1 5-star review a day, that's really all you really need anyways, right?
Right.
On Google. So that being said, congratulations, though, and looking forward to, like I said, working with you. And I will be talking to you tomorrow with my team. And like I said, we're going to call you exactly around 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Okay?
Okay. Okay, sweet. And then that conversation or that phone call tomorrow, I'll need to have those documents ready for you, correct?
You don't necessarily have to, but to streamline it and to start, like, getting you, like, moving, you know, like, right away,
yeah.
I would, you know, recommend start getting all that stuff together so that, you know, you're ready and you're ready to rock and
ready
roll.
To rock and roll.
Yeah.
All right,
so yeah. So if you can start getting on it, yeah, absolutely. It will help you, you know, move faster. So yeah, I would definitely, you know, try and get that to us as quickly as can. And then, probably by the end of this week or early next week, the latest, you'll be getting that email from either Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the background check companies, to get that done for you. Okay.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. Let me read you the different, categories for handyman and general contracting. Okay. And then you tell me what makes more sense. I mean, the general contracting will be $1 less than the, handyman, paper leads, right? But if we were to choose which one to start off first, right? Let me read you the handyman first and I'll tell you what they are. So handyman keywords will be like assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, install fan, install flooring, install tile, install water fixtures, mount TV, repair drywall, repair fan, repair flooring, repair water fixtures, replace tile. That's the handyman stuff. Okay.
Okay.
General contracting is this. Okay. Bathroom cabinets, accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, bathroom tiles, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete. Probably something you don't do, but, you know, we can exclude that. Home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen backsplash, kitchen cabinets, kitchen island, kitchen remodel, and roofing.
Yeah, I'd say the general contracting is
sounds to me like that is
more.
Too. Yeah, obviously, yeah, it's got a lot bigger paying jobs, and it's a dollar cheaper per lead. Let me just make sure on that one. Okay, yeah, so you start getting your general contractor registration that you have the Idaho, like, proof that you have the contractor license ready, because we're going to need that, obviously, for that. Okay?
Right.
And then, again, like I said, they're $55 for those on that one. And the handyman's are $56, so I actually think that's way better. It's going to be a better lead, more expensive job, less cost, it's a dollar less in counting. But the point is this. Also, now, Google's charging $55 a lead right now. Can it always be that dollar amount? No. Let's say in a year from now, Google goes to $59 per qualified lead. It can change is what I'm saying, okay? Our $299 package will always be locked in, by the way. I mean, that will never go up for you. Okay. The paper leads will fluctuate over time. Okay. You know, so it's kind of like McDonald's, right? McDonald's pricing changes, right? Well, things change, right? But you're never going to wake up where it's like a $55 lead, right? And, you know, it's like an $89 lead. That will never happen. So when it comes down to this, we use this concept called max lead bidding. We're willing to say, we say to Google, look, we're willing to, pay the maximum dollar amount for the cost of the lead, which is the $55, to get as many leads as humanly possible, right? Because we want Google to send you quality leads. We don't want them to send you crappy leads, right? So we're telling Google, hey, look, we want quality, right? We'll pay the $55, send it, right? So over time, though, that max lead bidding price could change, right? You know, and anytime it does change, we will notify you. Okay. So if like there is ever a change in the pricing with Google, we do let you know. Like I had a client that's been with me for many years and like they went up like $6 per lead the other day. I noticed, right? Nothing crazy usually, but it does change, right? Again, it's Google's program. Okay. So we're just helping it manage and it flows through our app. Right. So, but this will be, like I said, that extra fuel on that fire for you. Okay?
Okay, hell yeah. I like that, man.
Yeah. Well, congrats, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing you grow here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow and then start working on getting all that documentation for us so that we can streamline it and hit the ground running tomorrow some more with our team. Okay?
Awesome, man. I appreciate your time, and thank you. I look forward to the future.
No worries. Absolutely. Yep. Good decision you made today. And then, like I said, we'll talk tomorrow and then, just expect our call. We may be like 10 minutes late. It does happen from time to time. So if that does happen, don't kill us, you know, but, we'll call you roughly, like I said, at that 3 o'clock mountain time. Okay.
Awesome, man. Appreciate your time.
No worries. You take care, Anthony. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Bye.